It's a Northwest News Radio Lifestyle Weekend with Pause and Listen. Got a question about your pet's health or behavior? We have the answers. Now your host for Pause and Listen, the founder and CEO of Cara Veterinary, Dr. Peter Brown.
Happy Saturday out there. We're really glad to have everybody join us. We're here every Saturday from 2 to 3 or Pause and Listen, Northwest News Radio. My name's Peter. I'm a local veterinarian, have a family of veterinary clinics in the greater Puget Sound area called Cara Veterinary. And I'm here today with one of our one of my fellow doctors, one of my colleagues, Dr. Larson, is here. Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, great to be here. Thanks.
Yeah, and we're going to focus today's conversation around dentistry and the teeth. Right? All of our pets, I guess not all, but most all of our pets have teeth, and the importance of how we can take care of them and the impacts of that and what you can do as a pet parent out there to help take better care of your pet. So I wanted Dr. Larson to come on today. She's done a lot of amazing work in veterinary medicine, but also specifically in dentistry. So Jenny, tell me a little bit about your journey to where you're at today.
Sure. So I came to Cara about, it's almost a year now, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is.
Close to a year. Came from North Carolina. My husband retired out there, so we were able to move back to the Northwest. Super excited to be home. We love it here. And on the way back, found Peter and Cara, and really love their mission and where they're trying to bring veterinary medicine. And just happy to find a very positive, supportive, and forward-thinking veterinary group.
That's great. So where'd you go to veterinary school at?
Florida. Okay. My husband was stationed in Florida at the time.
Okay.
So I went to University of Florida for 4 years, and then I did an internship in emergency and rotating specialty small animal medicine down in Clackamas, Oregon, at Northwest Veterinary Specialists. And then I practiced out in North Carolina since then. I moved back here.
Yeah. Had you wanted to be a veterinarian since you were a little girl?
No, I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life until a little bit later on. Okay. My dad was a human doctor, and I thought maybe I wanted to do that, but it just didn't fit right. So I tried out some different things and stumbled on being a veterinary assistant and loved it. And then decided after about 6 years, I wanted to go back to veterinary school and become a veterinarian.
That's great. I think we talked about that earlier this summer with one of our other guests of all the different paths that people come to become veterinarians. Like I decided when I was really little, I don't ever remember wanting to be anything else, but then many others and some of my classmates of mine were well into their 50s when they graduated from veterinary school. And it's wonderful to think about all the different career options that are presented to you.
Definitely. So varied.
Yeah, which is great. So Jenny, currently you're at one of our newer hospitals.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yeah. Mercer Island.
Mercer Island. So, and not to confuse anybody, it's called Island Animal Hospital. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yeah. And tell us a little bit about your hospital there. You have three doctors. Is that correct?
We have three full-time doctors. So we've got one doctor that does primarily urgent care. Uh-huh. And then Dr. Fulton and I do mostly primary care visits, preventative care, so wellness visits as well as clinical visits, and then we're doing surgery, spays, neuters, and other surgeries, as well as dentistry.
Great, great. And you are accepting new clients?
New clients, yes. We are open and welcoming anybody who wants to come see us.
And same-day appointments, too. Most
Correct.
Of the time, you can accommodate those.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. So how do people get a hold of the hospital there if you want to bring your pet in?
Sure. So we have a great online booking system.
Great.
So you can go to our website or find us on Google and click and book an appointment right there to come in and see us. Or you can call and set up an appointment over the phone.
Great, great. And just a reminder, with Cara Veterinary, we go to our website, caraveterinary.com. All of our locations, including Dr. Larson's hospital, Island Animal Hospital, are listed on there. You can select which one is closest to you. You can go right to your online booking through that platform. We also have a landing page for Pause and Listen, and you can go there, see recordings of previous shows. You can also submit questions through there. If there's a topic you'd like us to discuss or a specific question that you'd like us to answer as a pet owner out there, feel free to leave that there, and that'll come directly to my inbox. So once again, go to caraveterinary.com. So Dr. Larson, speaking of dentistry, so why do teeth matter? Why is it important?
Teeth are super important. So pets are using their teeth every day, several times a day.
So they're using it to eat and to chew on their toys and all sorts of things.
Right.
Yeah, that's great. And there is it important for us to try to keep them healthy?
Super important. So teeth, when they're not healthy, can cause a lot of pain and suffering to pets and can lead to other illnesses as well.
Do pets have the same pain levels as people do?
For some things, yes. So certainly we know from studies that they do feel same way that we feel pain. Mm-hmm. And we can see in our patients when we take care of painful dentistry issues, how much different their behavior is afterwards once they're pain-free.
Yeah, it is really dramatic. I remember multiple times over my career where I'd see a pet who was showing abnormal behavior, maybe even urinating outside the litter box or not wanting to be pet or hiding more. And it all came down to pain. And once we got, you know, took out that bad tooth, they felt so much better. And we weren't directly correlating because they weren't, you know, pointing their paw at their mouth saying, this hurts, right? But they were showing these signs of pain, and it was difficult to, the owner didn't know what was causing these behavioral changes on that. And they were directly related to that pain in the mouth. And for somebody who's had an abscess tooth and knowing the pain that is for myself personally, I know these pets are really suffering, and they're much better at hiding the pain certainly than I am through this process and not showing that through that painful.
They can be very stoic. We will have owners afterwards say that their dog or cat, they're like a puppy or a kitten again because they're so active and they feel so good.
That's great. So I get this question asked all the time, but how many teeth does a dog have?
So dogs, just like humans, have baby teeth and adult teeth. Mm-hmm. Dogs, their baby teeth, they have 28.
Okay.
Adult teeth, they have 42.
Great. And when do they start losing those baby teeth?
So it usually starts around 12 to 14 weeks of age and then progresses over the next several months, gradually losing them. Their canine teeth, they trade out between 5 and 6 months. So those little sharp baby canine teeth, they don't stick around forever.
Okay. And then do you usually find them?
Not usually. Sometimes an owner will bring a tooth in and they'll found it. I think most of the time they probably eat it as they're eating their food or chewing on their toys, and so we never see them.
Yeah, and especially in our smaller dogs, they're really small too. Yeah, there's not a lot to them. And then what about with cats?
With cats, they have 26 baby teeth, and then they only get 30 adult teeth, so a few less than dogs.
Okay, which kind of makes sense. Their mouth is a little smaller, a little more scrunched in. So one thing I've been always amazed about, especially when we talk about brachiocephalic dogs or those smushed in face dogs, that they still have the same number of teeth. And you could comment a little bit on how they all fit in there.
Sure. So in those dogs with the smush faces, when we look in the mouth, we see a lot of those teeth have rotated so that they can squeeze them all in there, which does cause some crowding issues, just like people that have crowding issues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And most of us don't go see the orthodontist for our pets.
Right.
Yeah.
So sometimes we will have to take out teeth preventatively if we know that they're causing an issue.
And that's the same with the baby teeth. Sometimes the baby teeth don't come out on their own.
Correct. Yeah. Sometimes when those teeth are coming in, they just don't push the baby tooth out of the way correctly, so that we need to go in and take that out so that that tooth isn't in there collecting bacteria and debris and causing disease.
Which makes complete sense, right? So I think the same thing can happen. I think with one of my children, we had to get one of the baby teeth out to let the adult teeth come in, right?
Yeah.
So, well, we're going to jump to break here in just a minute. Once again, this is Peter Brown. I'm here with Dr. Jenny Larson, and we're talking dentistry and taking care of your pet's teeth. And we'll jump right into some specifics here after break to really think about how do we prevent the problems that we see inside their mouth. Once again, this is Peter Brown. This is Pause and Listen. Every Saturday, 2 to 3.
News Radio traffic from the High Performance Homes Traffic Center.
Continuing to see delays on 405 northbound. At Seaward 527 Canyon Park, a collision there is blocking the two left lanes. A single right lane still open. Delays of 50 minutes there. Bellevue to Bothell on northbound 405 taking 70 minutes. Over on I-5 northbound, just north of Michigan Street entering Seattle, a collision there blocking three lanes. We're seeing stop-and-go traffic from Swift Avenue. Delays of about 10 minutes. Tacoma to Seattle in 55 minutes. Our next Northwest traffic at 224. I'm Sam Rongby.
Okanagan County is the size of Connecticut, with over 40,000 people, but has no publicly funded animal shelter. Team Okanagan Animal Rescue, with your generous support, is working to change this. This is Peter Brown, founder of Cara Veterinary. I am asking for your support to bring welfare services and compassionate care to the animals of Okanagan County. To donate, go to teamokanimalrescue.org. Once again, we need the donations. Teamokanimalrescue.org. carvet.org.
The Multi-Dealer Evergreen Fall RV Show.
This weekend, Monroe Fairgrounds.
The last multi-dealer show this year.
9 top dealers excited to compete for your business.
3 days only to beat the coming price increases.
Apache Camping Center.
Clearview RV.
Maple Grove RV.
Northwest Adventure.
Open Road RV.
Holsbo RV.
RV Country.
Ryan's RV Town.
And Speedway RV Center.
This weekend, Monroe Fairgrounds.
First 3,000.
Download $4 off admission coupon. Online only
at evergreenfallrvshow.com.
Build the custom home of your dreams with Adair Homes. Take advantage of their limited time offer of 4.875% interest rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage when you finance with Adair Financial Services. That's up to $1,200 savings each month. Visit adairhomes.com to find out more. 4.875 interest rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage with a 4.949 APR. Other restrictions apply. Visit adairhomes.com for additional disclosures. Adair Financial Services, NMLS number 4586.
Gillette Intimate gives guys a gentle and easy shave on there. And around there. And even under there. Don't treat your groin like junk. Respect it with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get. Buy now at a retailer near you.
Broken bricks, falling fences, damaged doors. Gorilla Glue, of course. Gorilla Glue is incredibly strong, 100% waterproof, and bonds virtually everything. Gorilla Glue, for the toughest jobs on planet Earth.
I feel bad for the Johnson kids next door. Their parents just use their phone for home internet. So when everyone's online, it could be mad slow. Tom can barely play a full round of Horse Commander 3. Luckily, we get fast and reliable internet from Xfinity, so I can game while everyone's on with basically no interruptions.
Hey, Jess, can I, borrow some eggs?
You want a game here?
Please.
Now through December 21st, new customers can get 75 megabit internet on the next generation Xfinity 10G network for just $19.99 a month for 12 months with a 1-year contract. Go to Xfinity.com/10G, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply to internet service. Actual speeds vary.
It's a Northwest News Radio Lifestyle Weekend. Now, back to Pause and Listen, and your host from Cara Veterinary, Dr. Peter Brown.
I hope everybody's having a great day and enjoying some of our beautiful Northwest here and out. Maybe having some fun adventures with your dog today, or maybe spending a nice quiet day with your dog or cat in your lap. And we're here talking pets like we do every Saturday from 2 to 3. I'm really enjoying being on this show and the questions coming in, and all the people I run into now across the community. They're like, are you part of Pause and Listen? When they see my shirt that says Cara Veterinary. And thank you for letting me host this show every Saturday. And once again, I am here with Dr. Larson today from our Island Animal Hospital location. And we're talking dentistry. Feel free to look at our caraveterinary.com website. You can go see our locations. You can connect directly into the Island Animal Hospital location through our website and book an appointment right then, and go see Dr. Larson and go get your pet's teeth checked out, right?
Yeah, come see us. We'd love to see you.
Yeah, that's awesome. So when we think about disease and we think about disease in general, like all of us want to prevent disease, right? Much rather prevent diabetes than treat diabetes.
Much easier.
Yeah, much rather prevent a torn ACL than treat a torn ACL, right? But specifically to teeth, what are some things that I can do as an owner to help prevent a dental problem?
The very best thing that you can do, just like with people, is brushing.
Okay.
Which sounds daunting, but it's really not as intimidating as it sounds. Uh-huh. So ideally brushing every day. Okay. Just like your dentist. Well, you should be doing twice a day, but at least once a day for dogs and cats. And they do make wonderful enzymatic toothpaste that are special and safe for dogs and cats to use. We don't want to use human toothpaste because of the fluoride and other things in toothpaste we don't want to have swallowed. Mm-hmm. But brushing as frequently as you can is the best way to slow down the progression of gingivitis and periodontal disease.
So give me a little, like, I guess a couple things. One is I shouldn't use human toothpaste, correct? Right. So I should go and pick up a veterinary specific
toothpaste.
Exactly.
Yep.
what flavor. I know at least my dogs really like the poultry flavored, which sounds pretty disgusting. I'm not sure if I want to be brushing with something that tastes like chicken, but
there are so many flavors, and really it's up to what your pet likes.
Okay.
So they've got seafood flavors, salmon for cats, tuna. They have vanilla mint if you just want your dog's breath to smell like vanilla mint. They have beef, chicken, all kinds of flavors. So they CET is a great one that we like to recommend. And that is one of those companies that has products that are approved by the veterinary dental societies as products that are great to use.
Okay, great. So how do I get that started? Like what is, okay, I have a 5-year-old golden retriever and I want to start brushing the teeth. How do I make that happen?
So you want to do it gradually, just like any kind of new process you're introducing to your dog or cat. So the first week, starting with just putting your hands in their mouth and just touching and rubbing their gums for the first week, and lots of treats, making it a very positive, happy experience. When they start to seem like they're getting a little frustrated or bored or resisting, you know, stop the session and move on. The next week, introducing a little bit of additional stimulation. So whether that's a soft cloth or a little soft bristled toothbrush or a finger toothbrush, and just kind of rubbing that along their gums. Or you could start introducing a little bit of that toothpaste. So just doing this as a gradual process over several weeks, making it very positive and happy, and not forcing them into it. Because if you force them into it, they might get scared and then decide that they're not going to have anything to do with this.
I think that's, you know, great words of advice. I think finding something that is a positive experience for them, because if it's a negative, you're in a hole down and you get the whole family together. Oh, it's time for the dog's teeth to get brushed and everybody's trying to hang on, and you're not going to do it every day.
No.
And you know, as soon as that toothbrush gets pulled out of the drawer or off the counter, you know, your pet will be hiding from you if it's a bad experience.
You want to set up a really positive relationship with those things. So they see the toothpaste, they see the toothbrush, they think, I'm going to get lots of tasty treats. It's going to be amazing. That's the relationship you want to set up.
Ideally, I think it's great to start this when they're a puppy or kitten.
Oh, definitely.
So they get you kind of used to this.
Yep.
But we can still teach the old dog new tricks,
definitely,
right?
Definitely train the old dog new tricks.
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. This is also a great chore for kids. So if you want to give them something on their chore list to do after dinner, brushing the dog's or cat's teeth under supervision. But that's it.
So parents out there, you know, if your kids are bugging you, we need to get a dog. So establish that as a rule right away.
Yeah.
We will get this new dog. We'll rescue this dog, assuming you're going to brush the teeth. So I think that's a great, great words of advice. That's wonderful. Other things that we can do besides brushing or in addition to brushing?
So in addition to brushing, there are some great products out there that can help. They're not the end all and be all, but certain dental chews that have some either enzymes or other compounds in them that can help to reduce some of the bacterial load inside the mouth. So they have those for both dogs and for cats. They also have some water additives, which probably aren't quite as effective as the other things. But if you can't do anything else, there are definitely some things. So you can come. We've got some great resources that we can share with you, and give you some links to some different products. We also have them in the clinic.
That's great. So, yeah, reach out to your veterinarian. If you don't have an established veterinarian, reach out to, you know, one of the car veterinarians. We can give you some specific advice on that. Make sure we get you down the right path to having the right products. We're going to jump to break. This is Peter Brown. I'm here with Dr. Jenny Larson. We're talking dentistry on Pause and Listen.
Radio traffic from the High Performance Homes Traffic Center.
On I-5 northbound, just north of South Michigan Street, an earlier collision that was blocking traffic has been cleared. Still seeing delays of around 10 minutes there as things get moving once again. Tacoma to Seattle taking around 65 minutes right now. Over on 405 northbound at State Route 527 in Canyon Park, an earlier collision blocking the two left lanes has been cleared to now be blocking just the HOV lane. Still seeing delays of around 50 minutes there. Bellevue to Bothell in 70 minutes. Our next northwest traffic at 234. I'm Sam Rongvi.
Your pet is an irreplaceable family member. That's why Cara Veterinary should be your vet of choice. Cara puts pets first, addressing their medical needs and the emotional needs of their human owners. Cara has 10 clinics throughout Western Washington. Click CaraVeterinary.com to find the one that's near you. And see for yourself how Cara is reimagining the veterinary experience. Cara Veterinary, where the pet care experience is designed from the animal perspective. That's CaraVeterinary.com.
Hey guys. Do you know what makes Revive Men's Health Seattle different? You. Every Revive treatment and medication is personalized just for you. Revive has the experts that guys go to when their current treatment isn't working, they have a complicated medical condition, or they're just not happy with their daily performance. Since 2011, they've helped thousands of local men suffering with the symptoms of low T and ED. Their goal is simple, to get to the bottom of your issues and fix them. Your best performance requires more than generic ED medications or a low-dose testosterone booster at a low-ball price, like you find online. Revive medications are custom compounded, affordable, and guaranteed to resolve your issues. Stop dealing with the symptoms of low T or ED. Book your free T-check and exam and save $199 today. Call 206-529-1111. That's 206-529-1111. Or visit us at revivementshealth.com.
So, how's your research going?
Surprising. After I figured out the top-rated TVs in our price range, I went shopping for deals.
And who's the best?
It wasn't the internet, and it wasn't the warehouse club.
But?
It was video only. They had better deals on the Samsung, LG, and the Sony TVs that got the highest scores.
Better than online and at the club?
I know! Video only beat them all. And now we can afford an even better model for the same price. My research really paid off.
If we buy it video only.
Exactly. Otherwise, we'll be sorry.
At Video Only, you won't find huge stores with refrigerators or microwaves, but you will find the best deals on top-rated TVs, soundbars, and monitors. Shop around. Just make sure you visit Video Only, because if you don't,
you'll be sorry.
In South Center, Bellevue, Linwood, Federal Way, and Tacoma, Video Only.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
News Radio 1000, FM 97.7. Stay connected, stay informed.
I'm Kathy O'Shea, and here's what's happening. The search is on for a man accused of stabbing another man to death in Seattle's Belltown neighborhood. KOMO4's Hannah Knowles spoke to neighbors in Belltown who say it's shocking, but not surprising.
Red and blue flashing lights and police tape block off Cedar Street and First Avenue. Off in the distance, weekend nightlife continues per usual.
We were walking just looking for a place to have a drink, and we saw all the lights, and we were asking people what happened, but no one knew.
Seattle PD says the two men involved knew one another. They say they respond to the building, the A.L. Humphrey House, often for 911 calls. Belltown residents say it's not surprising to see police in the neighborhood after several violent incidents over the years.
It hits home when things like this happen in Belltown because it feels so safe.
And as nightfall settles in, groups of friends enjoying their meal tell me it's unsettling to see investigators just feet away from their dinner table.
And I've been hanging out in Belltown, coming to like restaurants and bars for a while, and it's definitely gone through its reiterations of what's happens here. And sometimes it feels like really sketchy, and then other times it feels totally normal.
Hannah Knowles, KOMO News.
Approval of that Microsoft Activision gaming merger appears to be getting closer. The company has been selling off smaller companies, and that has left antitrust regulators in the UK more at ease with the $69 billion merger. Rob Enderle is a longtime observer of the tech industry.
The law says they're free to block things that might restrict competition, but this doesn't do that. So this should fail on its merits.
Microsoft has until October 18th to complete the acquisition of the Call of Duty game maker. Here in the U.S., the Federal Trade Commission is arguing the deal before the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. The deal with Activision would launch Microsoft into the mobile gaming market.
News Radio traffic from the High Performance Homes Traffic Center.
On I-5 northbound, just north of South Michigan Street, we're continuing to see delays of around 10 minutes. An earlier collision there has been cleared, but slow traffic from around mid-Boeing Field as those backups get moving once again. Tacoma to Seattle taking around 55 minutes right now. On 405 northbound, it's here at 527. That earlier collision continuing to block the HOV lane. Delays are easing, though, seeing backups of around 30 minutes currently. Our next northwest traffic at 244, I'm Sam Rongfi.
The News Radio 1000 FM 97.7 forecast from the Northwest Crawl Space Services Weather Center.
An afternoon of increasing showers, mid-60s for highs, mostly cloudy skies today. Staying mostly cloudy, if not plain old cloudy on Sunday. Clouds definitely thickening by the end of the day with rain increasing late Sunday and through the day on Monday. Very wet start to the work week. Temperatures staying in the mid-60s at best. In the co-authors from Theron's on Como News.
It's a Northwest News Radio Lifestyle Weekend. Now, back to Pause and Listen. And your host from Cara Veterinary, Dr. Peter Brown.
Thank you for joining us here on Saturday. We're here every Saturday on Northwest News Radio from 2 to 3. This is Pause and Listen. This is Peter Brown, your host every Saturday. And I'm here with a special guest, one of our doctors from Island Animal Hospital, Dr. Jenny Larson. And thanks for joining us again, Jenny.
Yeah, great to be here. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's wonderful to, we're talking teeth, right? We're talking your pet's teeth. We're not human dentists, but we are veterinary dentists. And when you go to veterinary school, you learn everything, including dentistry, through that. Right before break, we were discussing the number one way to prevent disease is associated with brushing. It is by far the most successful way to keep the bacteria out, to keep the teeth healthy, keep the gums healthy. But we also mentioned there are some other things. If brushing isn't an option, or in addition to brushing, whether they're dental chews, supplements, but there's also nutrition, right? And Jenny, talk to us a little bit about, you know, does what I feed my dog matter?
Definitely. So there are some specific dental diets where the little kibbles are designed in a special way that it's almost like you're brushing as they're chewing those little kibbles. But the most important thing probably is just feeding a good quality diet that has been approved for the lifestyle and life stage of your dog or cat. And that also includes all the necessary nutrients and everything to make their body and their teeth healthy.
Great. And avoid all that Halloween candy and all that other for multiple reasons. But yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Just like with us, the more sugary treats and things that you give your dogs, that sugar is staying on the teeth and gums and setting up bacteria for success.
So I know as a father of children, as a human here, brushing teeth and taking care of that is really important. But I also go see my dentist every 6 months and go in for a cleaning. So talk to me a little bit about what is actually a cleaning. What is a dental cleaning when a pet goes in there?
So there's actually a lot involved for a dental cleaning. And the veterinary dentists recommend that we get that first cleaning and an oral health assessment done under anesthesia between 1 and 2 years of age. Mm-hmm. So that's getting in there early and making sure there aren't any problems with the baby teeth or teeth that have not erupted at that point, that we can address those early and get an idea about, is there some crowding? Can we take out some teeth ahead of time to prevent disease later on? So cleaning or profeed really just doesn't, that name does not encompass everything that is involved in a dental treatment and oral health assessment under anesthesia.
Okay.
So we're getting in there, we are looking at all the teeth, probing all around all the gums to make sure there aren't any pockets of infection, cleaning off any plaque and bacteria and calcified tartar on the part of the teeth you can see, as well as the part that's underneath the gum. Mm-hmm. And then a big important thing is dental radiographs. So there is only so much that we can see inside the mouth that's above the gum line. There is, just like with your teeth when you go to the dentist, there is a lot going on underneath the gum line with the lower parts of the tooth and with the roots that really tell us more about the health of that tooth. So we get a lot of information from that. Possibly also looking for teeth that haven't erupted and are causing problems. We get a condition called dentigerous cysts where they form like a benign tumor below the gum line. And then after that, we have the cleaning, the polishing. If we need to address or take out any teeth, we can do dental blocks, just like they do for you when you go to your dentist, and remove any teeth that need to be removed. If we need to, we can place special antibiotics in little pockets if we are trying to preserve a tooth. So many things that go into a full dental cleaning and oral health assessment.
Okay. So I think from when we think about prevention, obviously the brushing doesn't do a lot under the gum line, right? And so then we come in for our dental profi cleaning. and get a nice under the gum line cleaning, really between the teeth and really getting in there just like our hygienists do for ourselves and polishing and cleaning in there. And then in addition to that, we're also trying to identify disease early.
Right.
I know you had mentioned the teeth that haven't erupted. I can think of images were just coming to my mind of these x-rays I've seen over the years where we thought teeth had fallen out or never been there or been pulled out by another, and we take x-rays and we're like, no, they've just never erupted.
Right.
Yeah.
Hanging out down under the gum line waiting to cause a big issue.
Yeah. And I've seen all sorts of abscesses form from those and jaw deformities and all sorts of things occurring from that. It's amazing. And I want to get into a little further about x-rays here in a moment, but it's amazing what you can see on there. And that's one of the big reasons we need to have these pets under anesthesia, which we're going to talk about here in a moment when we come back from the break. So once again, I'm really happy to have Dr. Larson here today from Island Animal Hospital. This is Peter Brown. I'm here from Cara Veterinary, which is a group we put together about 4 years ago now and have 10 locations around the Pacific Northwest. And really excited to be talking about something that I'm very passionate about with dentistry. This is Pause and Listen. We're on every Saturday from 2 to 3, Northwest News Radio. Okanagan County is the size of Connecticut with over 40,000 people, but has no publicly funded animal shelter. Team Okanagan Animal Rescue, with your generous support, is working to change this. This is Peter Brown, founder of Cara Veterinary. I am asking for your support to bring welfare services and compassionate care to the animals of Okanagan County. To donate, go to teamokanimalrescue.org. Once again, we need the donations. teamokanimalrescue.org.
Tom Turner and the Northwest Auto Show talk to another happy customer of Mathewson's Automotive in Renton.
Bill and Tech Willow.
Big shout out. Thank you to Josh and Jake at Mathewson's.
Yeah, they're good guys, huh?
Oh, they're outstanding.
Quite a place.
Yes, yes.
Good service, good people. Mathewson's Automotive. Call 425-226-2965. That's 425-226-2965 or MathewsonsAutomotive.com.
Build the custom home of your dreams with Adair Homes. Take advantage of their limited time offer of 4.875% interest rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage when you finance with Adair Financial Services. That's up to $1,200 savings each month. Visit adairhomes.com to find out more. 4.875 interest rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage with a 4.949 APR. Other restrictions apply. Visit AdairHomes.com for additional disclosures. Adair Financial Services, NMLS number 4586.
Most of us don't know where to start with a kitchen and bath remodel. Do I call a contractor first? A designer? What about cost? Well, what if you could make just one call and have it all? Well, you can with the all-inclusive remodeling program from Evergreen Home Remodeling and Design. By having all design and builder services under one roof, Evergreen Home Remodeling and Design makes remodeling so easy with a system that keeps your remodel on time and on budget, stress-free. With an impeccable 5-star reputation, you'll see why hundreds of clients put their trust in Evergreen Home Remodeling and Design for their kitchen and bath project. And if you have questions about cost, you can even get a detailed estimate in your very first meeting. Remodel the smart way. Experience the convenience of all-inclusive remodeling with Evergreen Home Remodeling and Design. Consultations are always free. Just go to evergreenhomeremodelinganddesign.com. That's evergreenhomeremodelinganddesign.com. Evergreen Home Remodeling and Design. On budget, on time, plus design.
It's Night Ranger at the Emerald Queen Casino Event Center, Friday night, November 17th. Heavy-hitting rock legends, Night Ranger. Instantly recognizable hits with their signature rock and roll style. Tickets at emeraldqueen.com. Night Ranger, November 17th. At Emerald Queen Casino, the entertainment capital of the Northwest.
News Radio traffic from the High Performance Homes Traffic Center.
In Canyon Park on 405 northbound at State Route 527, an earlier collision that was blocking the HOV lane has been cleared, now blocking just the left shoulder there, but all lanes of northbound 405 have reopened. Still seeing delays of around 30 minutes there, things moving slowly from Juanita Woodinville Way as those backups get underway once again. Bellevue to Bothell in about 45 minutes. Bothell to Bellevue in just over 10. Our next Northwest traffic at 254. I'm Sam Rongvi.
It's a Northwest News Radio Lifestyle Weekend. Now back to Pause and Listen. And your host from Cara Veterinary, Dr. Peter Brown.
Thank you for joining us here today. I'm here with Dr. Jenny Larson from Island Animal Hospital on Mercer Island. And we're excited to be talking to you guys about something we're both very passionate about, and that's dentistry. And it is a big part of what we do at all of our car locations is dentistry. And we actually have a special little area suite for that that is just designed around dentistry and have all the equipment there. And we have trained technicians, which are like our nurses, that are there to help assist the doctor through this process. And it is something we spend a lot of time with every day is helping take care of their teeth.
It's a big process.
It is. Yeah. And it's a really important process, not only for your pet's pain, but, you know, a big contributor of why people and pets are living longer is we're taking care of their teeth better. And not only in prevention of pain and suffering and their ability to chew food and do all the things that they do with their mouth, but also just life, you know, life expectancy and is dramatically improved throughout society, partly because of how we do with dentistry. Right before the break, we were talking about x-rays and anesthesia. And Jenny, a little bit of why do pets need to go under anesthesia for their dental procedure versus, you know, I sit there in the chair and kind of fall asleep with my sunglasses on?
Well, for one, it makes it much easier for us to do a very thorough evaluation. Mm-hmm. So when they're under anesthesia, we can probe along the gum line, which can, you know, from going to the dentist isn't always the most comfortable. We can't explain that to them, that they need to sit there and deal with this little bit of discomfort. But also it's much safer for them if we actually have them under anesthesia. So under anesthesia, we can control their airway and make sure they don't aspirate any of the fluids that we're putting in their mouth or any of the tartar that we're breaking off. And we can really make sure that they are tolerating the experience well. We can control their pain really well, help them avoid any discomfort with, like we talked about, local blocks and things like that during the procedure. And it allows us to do things that we just could not do on an awake animal. So dental cleanings that get done on awake pets probably do an okay job of removing some of that visible plaque and tartar that you can see on the big teeth on the sides. But you can't get underneath the gum line. You can't get on the inside surfaces of those teeth. And you certainly can't get dental x-rays on an animal that's awake. So doing a non-anesthetic dental is really just kind of hitting the tip of the iceberg as far as dental health goes.
Yeah, and I think that's a really important point. The teeth definitely look better after a non-anesthetic dental procedure because you're cleaning a lot of what is mm-hmm. visibly there. But a lot of the issues and a lot of the reason for doing a full prophylactic cleaning is to get under the gums and to do mm-hmm. that. And I think in my 30-some years experience as a veterinarian, I just don't find pets that are willing there to sit the back in a chair and keep their mouth open and let me suction out liquid and do all the things that happen to me when I'm in for the hygienist. They just don't cooperate because they don't understand.
They don't understand. We can't explain it to them.
Yeah. So all the treats in the world. And I think the other point that Jenny brought up that is also very important is the aspiration piece. And certainly when you think about the fluid that comes into our mouth when we're getting our teeth cleaned, and the suction that takes place on that, if we just sedated dogs without a tube being placed into their trachea, into their windpipe, we run the risk of them aspirating some of that into their lungs, especially if they're sedated. So having these a full anesthesia is what, you know, I recommend. That's what our car veterinarians recommend.
Yeah, and it can be a little bit scary to have your pet under anesthesia, but we have come a long ways with anesthesia and have very safe drug protocols. We do very careful monitoring. That's why we have to have multiple people involved in a procedure, because there's someone that is dedicated to sitting there and just monitoring anesthesia and making sure that pet is staying safe while they're anesthetized.
Yeah, what is the technician monitoring during the procedure?
So they are monitoring heart rate, the rate of breathing, the efficiency of breathing, the level of sedation, blood pressure, and we can see the ECG. We can also see the expirated
carbon dioxide.
There we go. Carbon dioxide monitor. Yep. So we can see how, you know, how well their body is tolerating being under anesthesia. So all these different parameters together, you know, let us know if we need to increase anesthesia, add extra pain medication, or if we need to pull them back if they're getting a little bit too deep.
Yeah. And I think it's really important to be in a place where these things are occurring. And thankfully, it's a really rare situation where we run into any problems, but having the monitors there alerts us that there is a problem. And then, you know, in a case like a dentistry, sometimes, and like I said, it's not very often, but sometimes we have to like say, okay, we're going to stop this dental procedure now. We're going to go ahead and wake this pet up. And maybe we won't, you know, pull the three teeth we needed to pull today. Maybe we only got one of them out and we'll reschedule that appointment in the future. But monitoring it, and it's always a safety first.
And that's one of the nice things about a dental procedure. It's not like we have a large incision open and we're inside an animal's abdomen. If there's a problem with anesthesia, we just stop.
Yep. Yep. And just wake them up. Yep. And come back at a different day. That's great. When we're also discussing x-rays, and certainly x-rays are a critical part of a dental prophy. And one of the main reasons we also need to have them under anesthesia is to actually get accurate x-rays. So is the process very similar to what we have in ourselves?
It is quite similar. So we for the most part, we use digital radiography. Mm-hmm. So we get real-time images, and we're able to, every animal mouth is a little bit different, just like we talked about, the dogs that have smush faces or the ones that have really long mouths. So we can go in there and use our probes to get a picture of all the different areas of the tooth. We want to look at the roots. We want to look at the bone surrounding the tooth, and we want to look at the inside of the tooth, the pulp cavity.
Yeah, and that's great. And I think there's so much we discover through those x-rays. And I remember when I first graduated from vet school back in the days. My kids give me a bad time that there was not cars or airplanes, but there actually were cars and airplanes, but I'm not that old. But we didn't do dental x-rays. It really wasn't something that was available to us as a veterinarian. And I could think of those cases where I did a full dental procedure. Everything looked great. Clean the teeth, polish the teeth. 3 weeks later, they're back in with an abscessed tooth that I didn't know was there because the top of the tooth looked fine. Yep. But the x-rays would have showed that, and we could have addressed that at that time. So having the x-rays done is a really important. And how often do you recommend that our pet's teeth are x-rayed?
So it depends on the pet and their specific care plan. We like to get that first set of x-rays between age 1 and 2, like we mentioned before. Mm-hmm. And then after that, it depends. So ideally, we're getting them in once a year, but depending on the pet's dental health and how the owner wants to address things, we might not need quite that frequently. So it's a plan to set up between you and your veterinarian.
So if I, pet owner, and I have a, you know, 3-year-old kitty out there, and I'm curious if my pet needs a dental cleaning, what should I do?
So the first thing is to call and or go on a website and set up an appointment with your veterinarian to go in and get a week oral health assessment. So we can look and see, how is their gingivitis? Do the gums look inflamed? Is there a little bit of tartar? But probably if they're 3, it's time.
Okay. So yeah, come on in. We recommend your pets are seen every 6 months and for your semi-annual examination. Once again, our pets age much faster than you and I do, and hopefully we identify problems before they're too serious. Come in, have one of the doctors do a complete oral exam and a wake oral exam and see, and then set up a care plan. Because like Dr. Larson said, I have some pets that we clean their teeth every 6 months. Mm-hmm. And if I go 8 months, I'm losing teeth. Mm-hmm. And so having that be on top of that, there's other pets that don't require that every year. And there is a lot of variation in there, just like there is with us, right?
Definitely.
There's some people that are in the dentist consistently all the time with problems, and others could do much better, and even if everybody's brushing and flossing and doing the same thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Before we early on, we were talking about how do you know that there's a problem? And mm-hmm. So thinking about some of the things you see in the mouth that are common, and how is a pet owner, I mean, is this an urgent case? Should I come in earlier if I notice a symptom?
Sometimes the first sign is bad breath. Mm-hmm. So that is telling us that there is bacteria inside the mouth that's producing the compounds that lead to bad breath. So that probably may be the first sign before you can even see anything on the teeth. Other signs might be that you can see some inflamed or red gums if your pet will let you look inside their mouth. Some will, some won't, right? Sure. Just like some let you brush. So that would be another sign. Sometimes we'll see where they're just not eating the same, or they're only chewing on one side of their mouth, or they don't want to eat their hard treats or chew on their hard bones. Or maybe you're seeing a little bit of blood that's showing up on those hard bones when they're chewing them, which is a sign of gum inflammation. When it gets more progressed, sometimes we will see you can see swelling on a part of the gum. One of the common spots would be kind of under the eye on the upper jaw when we get a tooth root abscess in a large tooth. Sometimes we can even see a little bit of infectious discharge coming from that area. So there are definitely some signs before we get to that more extreme case. So you just need to be looking and smelling. It's usually your pets are up in your face.
Yep.
You're talking to them. They're wanting to kiss you, and you can tell when that breath starts to smell kind of foul.
Yeah. And it's not just halitosis from just them eating something different. It's often there is that bacteria in their mouth. And I think that's that initial sign. I remember multiple times in the exam room with pets where, I mean, I walk in the exam room and from 20 feet away, I can tell that this pet has a bad mouth. And I'm like, this owner's been living with this for how long? It is not something you have to live with. It is not going to magically get better. And
dental chews aren't going to fix that.
No, dental chews and a rawhide is not going to fix that. And at that point, brushing's alone is not going to fix it either. Think of brushing as preventive. And then at that point, there is going to need to be a treatment that's done. And we talked about that briefly, but that could involve pulling some teeth. That could involve some, antibiotic gels placed in there. There's different things we can do to treat that disease. They may need to have systemic antibiotics depending on the degree of infection in there.
Yeah. And there is advanced veterinary dentistry as well. So we didn't talk about that before, but sometimes we can, just like with people, they're doing root canals and putting crowns on dogs' teeth. That's not something that we're generally doing at a clinic like mine. But if it is something that you would be interested in pursuing, we can give you a referral for that kind of dentistry.
Yeah, I've especially referred quite a few large canine teeth that need a root canal rather than an extraction. And it helps keep the tongue in the mouth afterwards and other benefits that way. And so I think it is important to do recognize that there are veterinarian boarded dentists out there. And we can, go to your veterinarian and we can refer those two out there if that is the right course of action for you. But start with your regular veterinarian, because sometimes what you think might need a specialist doesn't, and being aware of that. This time has gone by really fast. Jenny, we have one more section coming up. I do want to talk about the costs of veterinary dentistry and how do we help our pet parents out there with that, and also understand why some of those costs are. Once again, this is Peter Brown. This is Pause and Listen, Northwest News Radio, 2 to 3 every Saturday.
Your pet is an irreplaceable family member. That's why Cara Veterinary should be your vet of choice. Cara puts pets first, addressing their medical needs and the emotional needs of their human owners. Cara has 10 clinics throughout Western Washington. Click CaraVeterinary.com to find the one that's near you. And see for yourself how Cara is reimagining the veterinary experience. Cara Veterinary, where the pet care experience is designed from the animal perspective. That's C-A-R-A Veterinary.com.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun. So you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
There's nothing more beautiful than the colors and shapes of Japanese maples. And right now, Flower World has an extensive selection of Japanese maples, from 1 gallon size to 20-year-old trees worth $1,000. Choose a worthwhile addition to your garden. Choose a Japanese maple. Become an eClub member and get 10% off all plants just north of Woodinville. Flower World. A world of flowers and plants and a whole lot more. Visit flowerworldusa.com.
Okanagan County is the size of Connecticut with over 40,000 people, but has no publicly funded animal shelter. Team Okanagan Animal Rescue, with your generous support, is working to change this. This is Peter Brown, founder of Cara Veterinary. I am asking for your support to bring welfare services and compassionate care to the animals of Okanagan County. To donate, go to teamokanimalrescue.org. Once again, we need the donations. teamokanimalrescue.org.
News radio traffic from the High Performance Homes Traffic Center.
Continuing to see an easing of delays on 405 northbound at State Route 527 in Canyon Park. An earlier collision there that was blocking the HOV lane has been cleared to the left shoulder. Still seeing delays of around 15 minutes there as things get moving once again. Bellevue to Bothell on northbound 405 taking around 40 minutes. Over on I-5, we're seeing some delays between Everett and Seattle southbound. That drive taking 45 minutes. Seattle to Everett in 30. Our next Northwest traffic at 304. I'm Sam Ron.
It's a Northwest News Radio Lifestyle Weekend. Now back to Pause and Listen and your host from Cara Veterinary, Dr. Peter Brown.
Happy Saturday, everybody, and thanks for joining us here on Saturday. And we're, Dr. Larson and I are just having a great time today just talking about pets and dentistry. And there's other topics you'd like for us to cover, and I'll see if I can bring Dr. Larson back on at another time because she could talk about lots of different subjects. Feel free to go to carveterinary.com. All of our locations are listed there. You can go directly onto those websites. We also have a landing page for Pause and Listen. Go and submit questions on there, and we'll try to address those or topics you'd like us to cover. We'd love to do that. We're here for you and here to answer all those burning questions. Today we've spent time talking about dentistry. So thanks for joining us, Jenny, and really glad you're here. One question I get a lot is, oh my gosh, why is it so expensive to get my teeth cleaned, my pet's teeth cleaned?
Yeah, so it is a little bit daunting, and we understand that. But like we've talked about today, there is a lot that goes into a dental treatment under anesthesia. So anesthesia is one of the big costs. Mm-hmm. So we have to, like we talked about, it's much safer if we do it under anesthesia. That also involves having, like we talked about, a specialized veterinary technician who's licensed to help us monitor anesthesia, another veterinary assistant to help them and to help the veterinarian during the procedure. And then a fair amount of specialized equipment. Mm-hmm. So both the dental x-ray machine, as well as special dental equipment for the cleaning and the polishing and the drills for extracting if we need to. And the process takes quite a while for us to do a good, thorough job. So we're talking about, you know, 1 to 2 hours under anesthesia usually. So mm-hmm. If you think about all those things that go into that, and you need a veterinary technician, an assistant, and a veterinarian all working on your pet, the cost seems to make a little more sense.
Okay. Which makes complete sense to me, obviously. And yeah. I think it is one, it's another reason to emphasize the prevention, right? And yes. Brushing the teeth. In addition to that, you know, think about planning for this exactly. As a pet owner. Does pet insurance typically cover the dental?
Some of them, if you have a wellness plan, will cover a portion of it. Okay. Or they, if there is accident and illness, may cover the extractions, depending. You have to check with your insurance to see what's covered.
That's great. Yeah.
I think sometimes the better way to do it is just plan ahead, like you were saying. So set up a little health savings account on your own. Yep. There's not an official one, but a savings account where you're putting aside money every month for planning for your pet's procedures, whether it's a dental or whatnot.
Great. I think that's great advice. And once again, Jenny, thanks for joining today. I'm really glad to have you on here and very excited to talk about dentistry and talk about all the pet owners out there. This is Peter Brown. This is Pause and Listen every Saturday from 2 to 3. If you have other questions, don't hesitate to reach out.
Thank you.
The preceding pre-recorded program was paid for by Cara Veterinary and does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of Northwest News Radio management or staff. Listen every Saturday afternoon at 2 and visit caraveterinary.com.
Your pet is an irreplaceable family member. That's why Cara Veterinary should be your vet of choice. Cara puts pets first, addressing their medical needs and the emotional needs of their human owners. Cara has 10 clinics throughout Western Washington. Click caraveterinary.com to find the one that's near you and see for yourself how Cara is reimagining the veterinary experience. Cara Veterinary, where the pet care experience is designed from the animal perspective. That's CARA Veterinary.com.
Do you suffer from hodgepodgeitis? I'm Don McDonald, and hodgepodgeitis is a disease of your investment portfolio whose symptoms include lots of stocks, loads of random loaded mutual funds, and maybe an annuity or two. Most who suffer from hodgepodgeitis dread opening their quarterly portfolio statements. They feel lost and confused. Investing seems overwhelming and the financial future uncertain. If you believe you suffer from hodgepodgeitis, see a 100% fiduciary investment advisor immediately. A proper diagnosis is the first step to creating a portfolio with a purpose based on a personal plan. Start on the road to recovery now by scheduling a free meeting with an Appella advisor at TalkingRealMoney.com. There is no cost, obligation, or high-pressure sales pitch. Take the first step at TalkingRealMoney.com or call 800-386-3004. Hodgepodgeitis is not a real disease, but treating it has been shown to improve mood, reduce fear, and even lead to a brighter financial future. Results may vary.
KNWN Seattle, KNWN FM Oakville, and KPLZ HD2 Seattle, your information station.